realms of Senith.
So what deal did you guys end up making with him? Like, are you going to have the citizens pay him taxes or what have you?
I don't think we really made a deal.
Okay, we're just starting by taking care of the kobolds.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, I think we're just going to go take care of the kobolds. I don't think we really made anything else official, but I think most of us, if not all of us, were leaning towards paying this dude taxes or whatever.
All right, so yeah, Morin seems to have led most of the deal conversation into the night, probably staying with Bainder after the tour that he took you on. So he would have more information on that, like the actual specifics. But you do get a full rest. If anyone has used any resources or whatever, go ahead and mark that up on your papers and everything. I don't think so, though.
Yeah, I know last session was just roleplay, pretty much. I think we did a full rest before that. So yeah, probably no resources were used.
So comes the next morning. You all wake up in your separate rooms. Breakfast is made for you in the temple. The entertainers are still there, but they're mostly just talking amongst themselves and munching on different food items that were, you know, out all night, but still reheated or whatever. I mean, they don't have a microwave, but they're making do.
Sun-powered forge, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You back now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, if there's anything you used for resources, go ahead and mark yourself as having a full rest, a long rest. So as you trickle into the temple, the main hall of the temple anyway, the bards notice your arrival and everything. And they pull out their instruments or otherwise get ready to play some light music as you walk about, as you find your seats, as food is brought out to you. And so the general questions are asked. You know, Erevan, you're served typical breakfast that you're accustomed to. There seems to have been some research done. And they bring out some drinks and everything, and small talk happens, like, how was your rest? Is there anything you need? And the same thing happens with Olita and Diamond, but Morid has not arrived yet.
So you mean Morid's late for breakfast?
Seems to be, yeah.
More orange juice for me.
So as they give you a second glass of orange juice and a gnome-sized cup, anything else?
So is it just the three of us, or do we have other, like, do we have any of our army left to go fight these kobolds with us?
Most of them have been outside of the city. They haven't actually been brought in yet, but there are a couple that had accompanied you in. Are you looking for them specifically?
Just wondering how many people we'll have to go down there.
I think the full accompaniment was about 50 people, if I recall.
Are we ready? Do we need
to? I suppose we're as ready as we can be.
Snag any potions or anything?
I think we all have like 2 potions in or something.
There's still a little bit of violin going on in the background for you.
I guess while we're figuring out what we're going to do, I'm going to have some pancakes, preferably with strawberries. That sounds great.
All right. One of the cooks nods immediately to Diamond saying that and starts making some pancakes. You see, you're mixing up everything and asking for strawberries, and you see people kind of suddenly rushing around the kitchen because they need to fetch everything for your new order. After a few moments, we'll skip ahead a bit, and now you have a plate of pancakes in front of you.
Excellent. Thank you, kitchen staff. You guys are great.
They nod. And the cook stays and watches you eat it. At least the first bite anyway, not the whole time.
In my face.
That would be awkward.
Say what you said again, Diamond.
I just smash them into my face hole because I'm starved.
Okay, so maybe he does sit there and watch you eat the whole thing.
Did they forget to give you a fork? Because I have a bunch of silver forks here.
No, I don't need a fork. I'm good.
Yeah, that's druids for you.
That's druids for you. All right, yeah, at some point, somebody from your party walks in, the accompaniment of soldiers, and introduces themselves as Sergeant Joel, and asks for, what do you, and he says to you, let's just go into his voice, he says, so we've made camp outside, We heard you were staying inside. Any word on what we're to do next?
I guess there's a kobold invasion we have to take care of.
All right. Aside
from this awkward deal that the bander wants to make.
Oh, fair enough. Did you need us to come with you, or are you doing this yourselves? Like, do you need some men to accompany you?
I'd say, you know, the more help, the merrier.
Yeah, if you guys would like to help us, it would be greatly appreciated.
I would say we should leave some up here just to make sure that there's not, any sort of trap setting behind us as we go down.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take 40 with us, leave 10 here. What do you guys think?
Joel looks to Diamond and Erevan.
Yeah, sure. We can leave some here. Maybe take
take half and leave half. I don't know.
Okay.
Leaving half feels like a bit excessive, but also got to wonder how many we're going to need. How many kobolds are there?
Would we know how many kobolds there are?
Well, not exactly, obviously, but surely there's some kind of estimate.
Yes, Bandor here to go question.
You don't see Bandor here. One of the cooks does step up and says, so if I recall correctly, they said there was at least 10 mercenaries that are part of the kobold pack or mercenary group. And they seem to have hired like a tribe of kobolds that lived in the area, but they shouldn't be much of a problem for seasoned adventurers such as yourselves.
So this guy is the commander, right?
No, this is the cook.
Oh, who is asking us like what our next move should be or whatever?
Joel.
And who's that? That's the cook?
No, Joel. The cook's a separate person. No, Joel is a sergeant that had accompanied you Elkwood. So he's not the cook.
So he's the commander then. He's the highest ranking here?
He at least one that was sent in. There'd probably be a captain that's amongst the crew, but...
So if we left less outside, we could have them go open up the gates and let some more in, maybe?
Well, I'm going to ask Joel how many men he thinks we should bring.
And then Joel notices that there's like a map that's on the table and kind of looks over it a bit and thinks for a moment. He's like, well, if I had to guess, you probably only need about 15, 20 people. And that's just to make sure that the path out is clear. Like areas you've cleared out remain safe. As he's like, if I recall from what kobolds are like, they like to set up traps behind you and lock you in. So as long as we prevent that, you might be all right.
Better safe than sorry. Let's take 25.
Yeah, leave half here because there's 50 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take half, leave half.
Some of the men that we leave should keep up correspondence with the men on the other side of the gate.
Joel nods. He's like, all right, I'll get 35 men in here to help you with your advance. And are you saying, Olita, that you would like a line of communication from where you are on the lower levels to the men outside? Or from the temple to the people outside?
What do we think about both?
And that's a couple people to maintain that, but it shouldn't be hard. That's doable. I can think of probably 50 men that want to come in here and eat these cheeses.
Surely go to waste otherwise. But I sneak a few in my pocket.
And he does a bow. He's like, I'll get on this immediately then. And he leaves the temple. And the cook comes up to Diamond and is like, some more strawberry pancakes?
Sure, sure. I hand him a plate.
He takes it and goes gets you more and brings some. So I feel like I should say that it's actually a little weird without Mord here to...
Yeah.
Because he's usually like pushing things forward. Sorry?
To move us along.
Yeah, so like what I was going to say is like I'm following you guys, right? Like you guys set the pace. If you want to move on, that's up to you to do that. Otherwise, you guys are going to be sitting here eating pancakes for 2 hours.
Well, let's go. Let's fight the kobolds.
Time to go defeat the kobolds.
Yes. The soldiers have arrived.
I pocket the rest of my pancakes.
I grab the map.
All right. So you guys make your way to the lower levels with the map, some extra pancakes, a little bit of, crumbs on the floor behind Diamond as she's walking, finishing stuffing.
Bread crumbs.
Or no, was that Alita?
Just follow the pancake crumb trails.
Okay.
We'll find our way out.
I think it was Diamond.
Diamond took the pancakes and Alita took the cheese, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was wrapped.
Okay.
It's like a cheese wheel or something.
Right, it is. It was.
I think Baby Bell.
Yeah. So she's got a wrapped cheese wheel in her pocket. Erevan, do you take anything? Just out of curiosity.
Bacon.
All right, he grabs the bacon. And you start your way through the mid-levels and where you were toured to the wall that the kobolds were trying to break through. This is actually where you find Baindur just standing, staring at the wall, and you see Morad next to him. It appears to be just writing in a book he carries around. He has one of his spiders sitting on his shoulder, his little mechanical toy spiders just sitting there, and he turns around and sees all of you. He's like, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Yes, top of the morning. Looks like the door is doing well. Sleep well, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you look pretty good. Is that strawberries?
I kind of wipe my face.
I got it. No, I can do this. I know a spell.
Clockwork napkin.
Yeah, so like their little spat ends, and I guess Diamond wipes off the strawberries first. So, yeah, well, you know, I did a joke. I licked the cheese, though, so I hope you guys didn't eat too much of the cheese.
I pull it out of my pocket to see if it's actually still wrapped.
It is wrapped. He's like, oh, you took the cheese. I was just joking. That was just a joke. I'm so sorry. It is good cheese, though.
I got kids bothering me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I had to throw something in there because Tim always does something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he says, all right, so they stopped working on the door. We're trying to figure that one out.
What do you mean they stopped working on the door?
Yeah, so they were trying to break through. Now they aren't. So we're wondering
maybe they think we're going to come through there and they're setting up some kind of ambush.
Yeah, that's what that's where my mind was going as well.
The only other idea I have is maybe they have another idea to get through it.
Right, another path.
Good thing we left half our men behind.
He says, well, so I'm ready to go in. Let's open the door.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is it trapped?
I have an idea, though. Let's find out. And you see Morad go tap on the undead. It's like, hey, go open the door. Yeah, Lord Baindur, could you get this thing to open the door? And Baindur, you see him kind of start walking away and nod. And one of the undeads go, and one of the skeletons goes and starts opening the door up. Morad's like, all right, let's go in. Doesn't look trapped. Door's wide open now. It's a bit dark in there. All right, who first?
Do we have like a Erevan?
Erevan's gonna draw his great sword and walk through.
I'm gonna produce flame so I can see and like start going through.
Okay.
Well, I do have dark vision.
Aren't you like a?
Yeah, I have dark vision, but I guess I'm just.
We would like everybody else to be able to see.
I'm too tired to see in the dark. Okay, just woke up. Had some pancakes.
Morad takes a moment with Alita as they're starting to walk and follow everybody. He's like, oh, look, I seriously was joking about the cheese. And then he runs through the door. So on the other side of this door, it is dark. The flames from produced flame lights up the area around you so you can see some of the colors better. Your eyes do adjust and you start being able to see some distance. This is just more marketplaces, it looks to you at first. You see that there's some machinery that was set up, like a small drill, what looks like a battering ram as they were breaking through the different doors that were set up by the denizens of Baindur. And it's not hard to just climb over some of this stuff. And I assume Erevan is being a bit careful about it. The men that Elkwood had sent with you, they start to come in a bit. Also looking very cautious. You don't actually see anything other than empty shops around here.
There's no traps or anything.
You don't see any traps. Nothing's been going off.
Can we investigate?
Go ahead and roll it.
Also, where are we investigating?
I think Alita's looking specifically for traps or evidence of traps.
Okay, I got a 17.
All right, so this looks like an abandoned workplace and you're not seeing any traps per se, but you do notice that there is a part of the wall in one of the shops from the angle that you're viewing is discolored from the rest of the wall, and that immediately stands out to you as something suspicious.
Hey guys, let's go check out that area.
Right. Is it possible to investigate the wall, or is it just a wall?
Well, from the distance, it just looks like a discolored wall, right? But as you go to investigate the wall, as Alita's pointed out to the group, and you get closer, you see that it's actually indented a bit, so it's looking like a false wall, not very well hidden, but hidden well enough, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It could have escaped your visions.
So I guess I'm going to go over the wall and try to look more into it. Like, does it just come off? Like, how does it come off?
It looks like it's, as you're looking at it, you don't see any scrape marks on the floor, but it looks like it was built up from the inside. Like, you see some of the dirt in front of the bottom stones has been pushed, like that stone was pushed into place and then built upon.
So if we push the stones out of place, will it, like... Can we see what's behind the wall? Is there what's behind the wall? Is there a behind the wall?
All right, well.
So many questions.
Right, yeah. So what exactly does Diamond do to discover what's behind the wall, if there's a behind the wall?
I guess start by pushing the rocks out of the placement.
Yeah, as you start pushing on them, they feel like you could topple this over, and they wobble a bit. So if you push it all the way, it does fall over.
The wall?
Yep, the wall just kind of caves in.
Oh, well, the wall just fell.
Yeah.
Behind
the wall, you see a tunnel.
A tunnel?
Yeah, it's just like a tunnel that winds, and it just goes probably 10, 15 feet before it starts its first curve. It just looks like it's been dug out. It's small and thin, and you...
So a kobold fits in it?
A kobold would fit in it. Mord would fit in it, but most of you are going to have to turn sideways to go through it.
So we won't fit into it.
I mean, I guess Erevan we will have sideways. To duck.
Well, Erevan's gonna turn his greatsword into a fucking warhammer and just start smashing away the fake wall.
And pull out the map to see if there's...
What'd you say, Diamond?
So we're not ducking?
I'm not sure. I think he's clearing out the entrance and making sure the wall's out of the way. Alita, what'd you ask?
Well, I was saying, let's pull out the map, see if this was on there in any way.
As you're looking at the map, you see that this is definitely not on there. And it's fresh. It's a fresh dig. It smells fresh. There's like, unearthed.
Dig?
They do.
Okay.
So are we checking out the tunnel?
Sure.
Onward.
Onward.
All right. This is a confined space, so most everyone's going to have problems defending yourselves in it.
Should we go through here?
I mean, we could keep checking out the rest of the area using the regular map. Leave some men stationed outside this tunnel or something.
Maybe we should clear, like, everything else in the area first. Because this seems like it's going to be dangerous.
Moritz says, from what I recall... my extensive knowledge of reading books and building stuff and running some enterprises. I have dealt with kobolds a little bit, and I don't think I am comfortable leaving an open path behind us, even if there's our men such as the noble Sergeant Joel. And he points behind himself. This feels like an escape route to trap us. We need to either figure out where it goes or close it, I think.
So you want to do this first then?
Or at least block it off. I'm not comfortable leaving an open path behind us at all.
How would we block it off from digging kobolds?
Well, digging takes time. I've worked a little bit in excavation. And like I said, I worked some with kobolds, but...
Is there a giant rock around here somewhere we can just like kind of push in front of it?
As you look about, you don't see anything that you could just place in front of the roll a perception check. Let's see.
19.
Some of the doors that were built up by Bainders undead, they might be be what you're looking for. They're pretty big, solid, and heavy. They're not like a big stone, but they'll work for your purposes, I think.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first part of that.
There's the doors that were built that were to block the lower levels off that were destroyed by the kobolds as they pushed through. Pieces of those doors could be used in a manner to block this, you think, as you're looking around.
Well, let's go get some of these doors then and lock it off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You get help from Joel and all of them. They say, we'll cover this. We got this. So as they start to pull some of the doors into the way, you actually hear something speaking in the tunnel.
What?
You hear something kind of chirp a bit.
Does it sound like a kobold?
Yeah, it sounds like what you expect of a kobold to be able to say. Like, you can't be 100% certain, but yeah, you're pretty certain.
Before they close it off all the way, I just like produce flame down through the tunnel.
Shit!
All right, closer, hurry up.
Yeah,
I mean, they could let them through and totally ambush them.
We could.
Do you say that out loud?
Well, I mean, hopefully not at a volume that the kobolds heard.
Okay. We'll get them. Yeah, sorry.
Kobolds are pretty stupid, right?
It depends on what you mean by stupid.
We just like keep opening and closing the door and sending fire into the hole.
They're generally not that stupid.
Oh, damn.
And done.
Yeah, on to the next adventure, please.
Problem solved, Bander. Give us a city okay. Now.
Let me... So kobolds generally aren't the most intelligent creatures. They can be. But on average, yes, they're a little below most humanoids. What they are known for, though, is being quite creative in destructive ways. Traps. So
they're stupid but clever.
They're stupid, but they'll fuck you up.
Yeah, they're not tacticians generally, and it is a bit strange that they would have like a mercenary company. So you're not dealing with a leader that is stupid, but the general kobolds you run across will be silly.
So these aren't your average everyday kobolds.
The one you heard, probably, if he's just standing there waiting in the hallway and getting hit by a produced flame by proximity, yeah, probably. Yeah, that wall gets closed up.
All right, well, now that's a toasty kobold.
Gave him his breakfast.
Toasty kobold. Oh.
So as I assume that you start adventuring back down the main hall that you're in, or at least going out of this room, right?
Yeah.
Now that this is closed up. Yeah. So you do hear some thumping noises suddenly. Something walking that appears to be quite large.
Uh-oh. Did we wake a beast? I'm going to try to stealthily investigate it. What's going on out there?
What were you saying, Erevan?
I think I was saying that doesn't sound good. Yeah, let's investigate it.
Roll some stealth.
Yeah, go ahead and roll stealth on... Well, actually have everybody in the group do it at this point.
Right, 14 plus 6 for 20.
17.
I got 18 for stealth at disadvantage.
19.
All right, those are really good rolls.
We're pretty stealthy.
All right, so the thumping sounds start to fade away. It sounds as if something walked by the hallway. Diamond, as you advance down the hallway a bit, you start seeing that the hall opens up into a larger, much larger area. I'm going to change to the map in a second. Let me figure out. Oh my God, I haven't done this in a while. How do I do this? All right, time to cut. Now, the area that you can see to the bottom right of the area I just opened up, it appears to be about 10 feet down from a ledge that this hallway takes you to.
Wait, so this is a 10-foot drop?
Yep, that's a 10-foot drop right down there.
What's the sound coming from below there?
If Diamond moves to here, she'd be able to see where she is right now. She'd be able to see what was making the noise. So, Diamond, have you moved there?
Yeah.
Erevan's just going to move here and kind of like peek around the corner.
Sorry, one second.
I got my hand ready to throw flame that I have from produced flame in my hand.
All right, so Diamond, what you see is a very, very large creature with two heads. It looks like an ogre and is carrying a very large, about the size of yourself, a club behind him, and just looking like he's just walking down this ledge, looking into the different rooms.
I thought he was down below us.
No, he was on the ledge.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to hit me with that club, are you?
You say that out loud?
Yep.
Yeah. Both of the heads turn around and look at you, and he goes, intruders?
Yeah. Tails look like intruders. I think we should get him.
Oh, yeah. I throw my fire at him from produce flame.
Hey, now, if you're working for Baindor as a guard, we were sent here by him as well.
Baindor?
That's right.
No.
Who then?
I don't think we work for Baindor. No. The contract changed, remember? Oh. Yeah, no, we don't work for him. We work for the machine. Yeah.
These are two heads talking to you, by the way.
What's the machine?
You haven't heard of... He's our leader. Yeah, he's a kobold, and he's a machine. Yeah.
All right, I don't think these twits have much to say. Let's just kill him.
He's literally a machine.
You just casually say that. Let's just kill this thing.
Oh, you could try.
Oh, we will try. All
right, go ahead and roll your initiatives then.
I already did. That's 19.
17.
Oh, so looking good. 5.
So right, 19 Erevan, 17 Diamond, 5 Alita?
No, I was 5. Alita's 5.
All right, I think Erevan's up first then.
I'm gonna put my Hexblade's Curse on him, and I'm gonna run up to him, take a couple swings at him with my greatsword. 18 and 21 to hit.
Those are both hits.
27 damage with the Hexblade's Curse, and that is my turn.
Diamond.
Okay, I've been waiting for this forever. I'm just going to throw this produce flame at him. 13.
Yeah, that just barely hits, though.
Okay, so 2d8s. Oh, wow. I love these mini dice. 8 and 8, 16.
All right, so is that your turn, Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it's the Etten's turn. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm still not fully clear on Olita. She's 5?
Huh?
Like, you rolled a 5? For your initiative?
Yeah.
Was that 5 on the die?
Yeah.
And what's your dexterity?
Oh, dexterity? I thought it was the INT.
Yeah, your initiative equals your dexterity. It doesn't matter too much, but you add your dexterity to your roll when you roll initiative.
Okay, well, so I guess it's 8 then.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured monks are a bit more dex-based than that, you know?
Well, I thought maybe she rolled a 1.
Yeah.
INT, where are you seeing that? Is that under dexterity and constitution?
I don't know. I guess I was looking at saving throw modifiers.
Okay.
There is one that actually says initiative. That's the same as my dexterity. It's +3.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why they keep that separate is because there are ways to raise your initiative. But
the only one I know of is a feat.
Yeah, a feat. I think spell maybe can do it. I can't remember. But either way, they separated out for that reason. Otherwise, generally, like he said, it's dexterity.
Okay. So are you saying that somebody else is going before me?
Pretty much everyone else.
Everyone else is going before you, yeah.
Well, Joel.
22 does hit you, Erevan, as this thing rears up its club.
Yep.
And he does 17 damage to you with his club.
Ow. I'm going to hellish rebuke that. Thank you very much. All right. So I think he needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
8.
Total?
Yeah, 8 total.
Yeah, that's definitely a fail. And that's going to be 25 fire damage.
Yeah, the Etten screams out a bit and it's like, we need help with this. I'm on fire.
I'm just going to point after he hits me with this thing. I'm going to point at him. I'm like, fuck you. And he just lights on fire.
We have fire.
Alita, it is your turn now.
There's so much fire here.
Okay, well, I'm going to try out my new spear here. So let's see. For hit, is that a d20?
It's a d20 to hit, and then you add your modifier for whatever your spear is.
Okay, so 22.
That's definitely a hit. It
looks like a d6. So seven damage.
All right. Are you going to use anything else that lets you multi-attack, or is that your turn?
Let's do... spend a key point and do the stunning strike. See if I can stun him until the end of my next turn.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to do like a saving throw.
Is it a con save?
Yeah, it says DC 14.
Six.
I think I stunned him.
This is BS.
Wow.
The dexterity, I understand. Constitution, though.
Oh, he has advantage because he has two heads.
Really? How much advantage? Well,
that's still probably a fail.
Yeah, it is.
So with one swipe in your spear, you manage to knock out two heads at once.
Maybe they bounce against each other.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah! Ow! All right. That's your turn, please, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's going on out here?
A goblin runs out of the door. Big crazy eyes.
Oh, no! People that don't exist in places that aren't on maps doing things that never happened.
Precisely.
To answer his question.
Precisely. What he said.
Unless you'd like to help us.
And if not,
Mr.
Then
Goblin, in my way. How would you like to take down or help take down a double-headed ogre? You would be legendary. They'd write songs about you.
That's Renzo and Dunlop. Those are my friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you could die too.
No, Dunlop.
And he casts a healing spell on the Etin, and that's his turn. So now it's Erevan's turn, unfortunately, for me.
I think I'm just going to keep hitting this thing with my greatsword. Ooh, okay, so a 22, and then also a 19 on the die, which with my Hexblade's Curse is a critical hit.
Yeah, those are hits.
So the first hit does 16 damage. Jesus. And then second hit does 28. I rolled like 2 5s, a 6, and a 4. On the critical.
All right. Yeah. So, Erevan, you're taking advantage of their stunned state. And you knock them out and they fall off the ledge and they fall into the pit.
And after that, I'm going to look the goblin in the eye. I'm going to be like, bet you're wishing that wasn't your friend now, huh? Now you're going to die too.
Diamond's turn. The goblin's just like, oh no.
I guess since that last
Vote for Mord Guilt Fair or get ripped to shreds.
Sorry, there's a lot of crosstalk just then. Erevan, what were you saying?
Vote for Mord Guilt Fair or get ripped to shreds by a bear.
Go ahead, Diamond.
So anyway, I'm going to produce flame again. I'm going to throw it at this goblin. That's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to throw it at him.
Fireworks too.
15.
To hit is a hit.
Awesome. 6 and 2. 8 damage.
What was your to hit again?
15, I think.
Okay, yeah. 15. Yeah, okay. Is that your turn?
Yep.
Okay, so Alita.
Okay, well, I think I probably should move a little closer. In fact, I might just go ahead and go up to this thing. Let's use my spear.
Interestingly, when you get close to him, you notice something a bit familiar about him, Alita.
Okay.
He has in a pocket of his shirt, like a little plant that's sticking out of it, like a flower of a plant. You can't exactly place it, but you have seen it before.
Wait a minute. I know that plant. I rescued that plant. How do you have him?
Guys need to back off or I'm going to throw the plant over the ledge.
I think I'm probably swifter than you, Goblin.
What do you do?
Well, maybe I could try my sleight of hand and just steal it right out of his pocket.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'll roll it up.
Ooh, 20.
3. You get it. I hate this dice so much right now.
That was a one on the die too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So you just, okay. So you've taken the plant. Now you can inspect it a little better. You realize it's not the plant that you had saved. Rather, you remember those things that were dancing and tearing people, you know, that would cut people or whatever?
Oh, in the fairy forest?
Yeah.
No.
It was after you spent the night with Sprinkles.
Were these like the bad nymph plants?
Yeah, those bad, the bad plants, the weeds.
And this is like a baby one or something?
Kill it before it grows!
But why would the goblin have threatened to kill it?
I think he just assumed that it meant something to you.
Probably.
What gives, goblin? Point my spear
give
at him.
Give it back!
Why?
So I can throw it off the ledge!
Talker, the spear is going through you. All right.
That's correct. That hits.
Okay, should do a flurry of blows. I guess that's the one. 13.
Do you have another hit?
Oh, no, that was my two.
I'm sorry. He's going to run away from you.
Does he disengage?
No, he doesn't.
I'm assuming that means Alita can make opportunity attack?
She could if she'd like.
So what does that mean? Just anything?
No, he just turned his back to you and ran, so you can actually try to make a hit on him. So, attack of opportunity.
Okay. Critical hit! Oh, did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a critical hit.
Okay. Right, what's your damage?
6.
Are you sure? Like, you get to roll your damage dice twice.
Oh, I do? Oh, okay. Ooh, 16? I'm guessing I added them together, right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. You roll your damage dice twice, add them together, and then apply your modifier once.
Oh, okay. Well, then it needs to be 12.
All right, so it's Erevan's turn.
Where'd the goblin go?
He ran around to the left, just past, let me mark it on the map.
Just around that corner, yeah, okay. Yeah. So if I go here, what do I see?
Well, I will show you. You see a much larger hallway and a goblin standing over there. And he's just smirking. It's just a goblin that you see.
And he's smirking?
Yeah, I don't trust that. I'm going to Eldritch Blast him from here.
And as you start casting your spell, he's like, you're never going to hit me. You're going to have to get closer.
Stay where you are, Erevan.
23 and 19 to hit.
All right, you use both of them immediately? Like at the same time then?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. When you reach like 5th level, you make 2 attacks with Eldritch Blast.
Just so you know, you can actually, I'll talk to you about it later, but you can cast them once at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like resolve one and then resolve the next. You don't have to simultaneously use them.
Oh, I assume both of those hit.
Oh, both of those hit. Yeah. So go ahead and roll your damage.
That is a total of 25 damage.
All right. Roll a perception check.
15.
Okay. All right. That's the end of your turn then?
Yeah.
Diamond.
Did I not perceive anything?
You didn't see anything strange.
Right. Well, I guess I got to go over by Erevan if I want to fight this guy, right?
Yep.
He does seem very insistent that I come up close, so.
I'm not going to come up close. I'm just going to come up over by you, and I'm going to shoot him again with another I didn't produce flame. I think that's an unnatural 20.
Okay. That would be a hit. Roll your damage.
Another 8.
And perception check for you both, Erevan and Diamond.
18.
14.
Okay. Alita, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I guess I better head over.
Be right back.
Yeah. Okay. Here, bring me my flower.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah, that one.
14.
14 for what?
Spear.
Oh, you're just throwing the spear at him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a miss. But you get to roll perception checks, all of you, at advantage.
Ooh, 20 on the die.
Okay, so that means I roll it again?
Yep, roll again. Take the best.
13.
13. You got 20 on a die, you said, Erevan?
Yeah.
What's that come out to?
20. I have 0 wisdom, no proficiency in perception, so it's just 20.
Diamond, are you back?
Yeah, I just got back.
Roll perception at advantage.
At advantage? So yep. That's best of two, right?
Yep.
14 again.
Okay. And you see him cast a spell. Make a dexterity saving throw, Olita.
You just laughed about that.
Your teammate's laughing at you.
21.
Oh, okay. A pillar of light shines down onto you, like radiant light, a bright flash. But you manage to get out of the way before it like strikes, the spell strikes. And wait, that was the end of your turn, right? You just threw the spear?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think I clarified that. Did you move out of the way before?
Well, you said that I moved out of the way before the light, so I did the move out of the way for the light.
Oh, okay, fair enough. It wasn't that far, right? It still would have been in your own space that you were, but because these are like 5-foot squares, right?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you. He just needed to be able to see you to cast the spell. So that was its turn, and I think we're at the top of the round now with Erevan.
Just going to Eldritch Blast him some more. So that is 26 and 17.
Both would be hits, yeah.
22 damage total. And that is... Actually, I'm going to move over here. And that is my turn.
Can I charm him and convince him to like tell us his dirty little secret, whatever the secret is that he's trying to convince us to come closer for?
You could possibly fool him into doing that.
It is your turn, I believe.
He seems pretty stupid.
But I can also charm him into doing it. So maybe...
Like magically charm him?
I don't think charm person qualifies though. Never mind. Because it's a goblin, right?
Yeah, it would be a monster.
Yeah, no, it's a monster. Okay.
Maybe persuasion or...
I don't know what I want to do. I'm bored of using this produce flame now. I've used it so much.
Once we get back to fighting creatures in melee range, you could try using your wild shape or whatever.
What about intimidation?
What if I summon a beast?
Sure.
What beast do I want to summon?
Bear.
Sure, why not a bear?
Yeah, but I was gonna be like, I told you, vote for Mord Guiltfair. Can get ripped to shreds by bears.
All right, so I guess I summon a bear with summon beast.
All right, I think they're large creatures. Go ahead and place it where you summon it.
Probably like right next to him, really.
Like here? That's where you want me to summon it?
Sure.
All right. And then I tell the bear to attack it.
All right. Interesting thing happens, Diamond, when you summon your bear right there, is it starts as it, like, the spirits come in and, like, shining lights and form into this glowing bear. And then the lights fade and it's just a bear, right?
Uh-huh.
But its feet are not on the ground and it's just floating there.
The bear is?
Yep. Floating there completely motionless. And you hear the goblin start laughing.
What'd you do to my bear?
It's so cute.
You're right.
Why don't you come pet it?
Why don't you?
Why don't you pet my bear? Yeah, so he can maul your face.
I'm petting it right now. You can't see me petting it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good bear. Good bear.
Maul his face.
You command the bear and it doesn't respond. You see it just like floating there, kind of motionless. And you see its hair kind of like... It looks like it's wet.
What did you do to my bear?
It's fine. It's so happy right now. It wants... Oh, he said he loves you. Come pet me. I'm your bear. Pet me. See? Come pet him.
Shut up. I hate you, you fucking weirdo. should I go up there? It feels like a trap.
I put my hand on Diamond's shoulder. You should stay here.
Are you sure? Because it seems like there's something we should see.
Erevan, we should stay here, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Bear, why aren't you listening to me?
I don't think it can, is the thing.
It says the goblin's dead.
We'll take out this goblin and make him really dead. Whose turn is it?
It'd be your turn if Diamond is done. I don't know if she wants to do more.
I guess. I could turn into an animal, but do I want to turn into an animal is the question.
I'm pretty sure the only thing you could do as an animal is go up and attack them in melee range, but you'd end up just like the bear.
Yeah, which I don't really want to. So yeah, that ends my turn.
You might also want to move out of his line of sight.
Oh, let me do that first. Okay, that ends my turn.
All right, Nolita, you're all like huddling at the edge of the this corner here, like all three of your heads just peering down at this floating bear and this goblin on the other side of it shouting out insults to you. What do you do?
Thanks to my bear. I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'm trying to remember how this works. If I do an unarmed strike, then I can do the bonus thing, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Oh, except that I'd have to be close for that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Does it make any difference that the spear I was using is magic? Does it seem like it did any more than...
Not particularly, but I think the goblin has your spear now because you threw it at him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's it's time for
you
darts.
You don't have any more spears?
No. I have to kill him and get it back. Okay, dart time.
Are you looking for this?
Could trade the spear for the flower.
All right, 24.
We could. Let's meet in the middle.
24 with your dart?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll damage.
7.
7. All right. Now that you're all really paying attention here, it's become obvious to you, and you have a bear in a way, that the dart that you throw slows down quite a bit, not to a full stop, and it continues on past the bear towards the goblin, who grabs the end of the dagger when it gets close to him, and he kind of like throws it behind him. He's like, oh, that hurt! Ow!
But it didn't really hit him?
No, it didn't hit him. It didn't appear to do any damage to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if we got to get rid of his spell?
Can we try? I don't think we have anything.
Persuade him to come to us with the plant. Like, hey, I've got the plant that you need right over here. Why don't you just come get it from me?
Oh, I have the spear right here.
And you see him like holding it.
The plant's more important, isn't it?
Can I use guidance on her to like increase her persuasion so she can persuade him over here?
You know what? I'll allow it because it's a bit of kind of... It's a mix at this point. We're kind of initiative, but kind of not because you guys are shit-talking each other. So, yeah, you have guidance, Alita, from Diamond. And go ahead and roll your persuasion.
Okay, what does guidance do for me?
It lets you add a d4 to your roll. So you roll your d20, add your bonus, and then add a d4 to it as well, which is a triangle thing.
Oh, boy.
Pyramid.
I'm still only at 10.
10 is your total?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, like you're having problems convincing him with the flower or persuading him to come. He seems to realize that he's something special with the spear.
Can I try to persuade him or?
Is that the end of your turn, Alita?
I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, Diamond, go ahead and roll persuasion.
21.
What do you say to him?
We got your favorite food over here if you tell us a little secret.
I thought I smelled strawberries. I don't know. Trips?
I've got some cheese, too.
Oh, we're starting to talk about...
Like strawberries.
Strawberries and cheese. We're getting real fancy over there.
Come on, Aravon.
You better
get something in your pocket.
Grandma.
You want some bacon, too?
Strawberries, cheese, and bacon?
Yep.
Come on, it'll be a feast.
It sounds like it. Let me think.
What are you thinking when there's all this delicious treats over here?
Okay. Truce then, right? Truce?
True.
You see him peeking around the bear.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to remember how this goes. Doopy. Do-do-do. Ha-ha.
He does a spin here.
Whoopee. Da-da-do. No. Cut out. Bacon, cheese, and strawberries. Let's go.
He holds out his hand.
How y'all doing today anyway?
So I hold the cheese just out of his reach.
Also hold strawberry pancakes just out of his reach.
Holds out two hands now.
Do you have a third?
It's right here.
Okay. Like, what are you doing? Give it to me.
The feast is right over here.
He gets closer. Actually, he gets right in the middle of all of you. He's like, put the food in my hand.
I pulled my spear out of him.
Sorry, Alita, what'd you say?
I pulled my spear out of him. Take it back. Okay.
Diamond?
I said we should all just attack him at once.
Okay. No, it's a truce.
War crimes.
Tell us your secret and we'll consider it.
Give me the cheese. You can have your spear back. I don't care about it.
All right, here's one cheese wheel. Better start talking.
The whole thing? Oh, jeez. I'll tell you about the bear. Oh, my God. A whole wheel of cheese and strawberries. Can I have the strawberries?
And he's like starting to bite into the cheese. And he's like, no, I'm just strawberries, bitch.
No. Strawberries
till you tell us what's up with the bear.
Bear's floating in jelly. Let me have strawberries.
Why is he floating in jelly?
It's going to be coming right for us. Look.
What did you do to my bear? Jelly.
Did you see it move?
I've seen it move.
It's really
Mr.
Small.
Bear, come back. I'm going to. I love you. Just maybe. I don't know.
You do what?
I move a little farther away from the jelly bear.
Okay. Oh, it's going to take a little while. I'll get through at least half this cheese whale before it's here. Wait.
But you won't get anything else until you've told us all about it.
Can I just have a look at all this? My mouth is very dry. I need a strawberry.
No strawberries until you give us the information we want.
Okay, it's in a jelly. I don't know. It goes around and cleans the place. It's a jelly that eats stuff. Look, like you can see the bear is all goopy. He's in it. He's being digested right now.
Well, it's about to clean you if you don't tell us about the plant.
The plant? No, I just took that plant while I was out in the fate.
Why?
Because it attacked me.
Him towards the jelly.
And then I took this little plant. Like, I thought, no, don't move me towards the jelly. Stop. Strawberry.
If you want the strawberries, you better keep talking.
Think about how dry your mouth is.
Oh, it's so dry. It's all I can think about. I want a strawberry. Look, what do you want me to say? It's in a jelly and it walks around, it picks up stuff and it eats it. It's perfect. The bear will be fine because so I'm not an expert in spells, but I know some things and I think that bear is fine. It's not any of you. So I kind of don't want to let the bear out. I don't want to go get it.
Don't let the bear out and I'll give you a strawberry.
That seems like a trap.
How about we give you a strawberry now? You go let the bear out, and then we'll give you another strawberry after.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about the bear? Come on. Nom, 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 nom. And he's like trying to get it with his hands and stuff.
Well, you could tell us about the kobolds.
Oh, there's just a few. What do you want to know? Like, generally?
Where are they? How many exactly?
Oh, they're over at the entrance. They realize you're coming in through the door? And they're going to attack!
And then how many enemies that aren't kobolds? How many people are with the kobolds? How many creatures are with the kobolds?
Well, there was, my good friends.
Oh, yeah, the one that we killed.
Renzo and Dunlop, rest in peace.
You poor thing. As you mourn.
And he takes another bite of his cheese wheel.
Another strawberry at his head just for funsies.
Oh, you give him the strawberries.
I just throw one at him.
Okay. He's like, oh, you missed my mouth. That's okay. And he picks it up off the floor and eats it, of course.
Ew.
And it's been cleaned by that jelly. It's fine.
Ew, jelly remains.
Oh, this is the type that doesn't leave goop behind. Now, the kobolds.
You're still nasty.
They have an ogre. That's not an ogre down there. I heard you calling him ogre. He's an Etin. They're an Etin. Etin. See, I am also edumentated.
I am smart.
Educated.
Oh, okay.
Most goblins, they hate writing. I love it. What?
What else? Ogre? How many other goblins?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bacon. Bacon.
No bacon until you tell us about how many others we will have to face right now. 5, 4.
There's the ogre. There's the kobolds. There's 15.
Just like the local tribesmen. There's like 15 of those. There's there's the machine.
Is he literally like a metal machine?
Uh-huh.
Is that why they stole pieces of things to build him?
From here? A little bit. Not so much.
What does that mean?
Well, mostly, he won a lot of snail races, okay?
What do you mean won a lot of snail races?
So, we were stuck in the Fae for a long time because of Morid. Where the hell is he, by the way? See, that's what we're trying to... We're not really trying to get any of you, really. I mean, if we killed you, that was fine, but we're mostly after Morid. He got us stuck in the Feywild for 600 years! Anyway, he's a machine.
Reason for the kobolds attacking here?
Well, we knew Morid was coming here. It's Moridville, right?
Right. Okay, anyway, so we should just kill you now, right? You've given us all the information we need.
Bacon. The bacon.
But why give you bacon when we can just kill you?
It was a truce. I mean, I have to go back over there behind the bear and then we continue fighting. I mean, you're honorable adventurers. You make a truce and then you keep it, right?
Oh, so you're not going to fight us?
Oh, I will once I go back over there. I'm not going to fight you here.
Are you sure about that?
I'm a goblin of his word.
Okay.
The bacon, please, and then I'll go back over there. Really good cheese, really good strawberries, bacon.
All right, what should we do with this guy?
What if I turn into a boar and then just headbutt him back where he was?
Just gonna wild shape and then headbutt him back to where he was. go ahead if you want to do that.
We'll headbutt him into the jelly or something, right?
Headbutt him all the way deep into the jelly. Why not?
All right. Well, so you use wild shape into a boar.
Uh-huh.
Do you charge him?
Yeah.
What if we do this just right and he freeze the bear?
How would he free the bear? How would we free the bear?
I don't know. Maybe him landing in the jelly squishes out the bear.
Maybe. So aim next to the bear?
Or under it, right? I don't know. What does the DM say?
Well, I'm going to wait until you guys do something. I'm reactionary, okay.
I'm going to aim in such a way to shove him in there so that it projects the bear out.
There we go.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, first, go ahead and roll an attack roll of some sort to charge him. I don't know how boar is working. I'm guessing, Alita, what are you doing?
No, this is diamond turning into a boar.
All right. Roll.
I can move it out of the way.
I could do that. That's my contribution. All right. A grapple check will do. We'll do a grapple check.
Can I use my last roll?
Yes.
17.
God damn it. So you got him.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't have to add anything. Cool. So I got him in the sledge. Can I get my bear out?
All right. You push him. You grapple him and you start pushing him in. This jelly, he's screaming. I'm not going to do it, but he's screaming at the top of his lungs as you're doing this. Oh, he fails his save to not get pushed in. It's a 5. So, yeah, he goes in. You push him, and you push him in under the bear. You see him start, it's really strange to you to see something going into it this close to it, because it was really hard to see from a distance, extremely hard. But now you can see what looks like reality itself opening up into a little hole that goes into gross gelatinous, there's sticky stuff. I don't know. It almost looks like saliva, right? And this hole, and it goes in and then it closes and you just see him floating there for a minute and he's getting stuck under this bear the bear is kind of pushing it down, pushing this goblin down to the ground some. And the bear does get pushed up some inside of this whatever it is, and you see its ears poking out of the top of this thing. You see the ears kind of
try to pull the bear out.
You can't really from the ground. Also, you're a boar.
Oh, would that be the grapple again?
Jump up and grab its ear with my teeth and then kind of try to pull it backwards.
Is that what you try?
Sure.
All right, roll a, how do we do jumps? It's with movement. So you're doing a standing jump at the moment, right?
That'd be like acrobatics.
Yeah, let's go with acrobatics. Yeah. And you're doing this not as a boar, I'm assuming. Or are you?
I guess I can change back real quick.
I mean, if you have an idea, like you're going to grab its ears with your mouth and try to pull backwards.
Yeah, I guess with as a boar, like just like nip it by the ear with my face hole and just try to pull it back out.
Okay. This is really strange. Go ahead.
A natural 16. I don't know what I add to that.
Acrobatics would be dexterity as a dexterity skill.
So.
Or no,
19.
It might be its strengths. Which one is it?
Acrobatics, dexterity.
Yep, dexterity. Yep.
18. No, 16, 17. Yeah, 18.
18. I was confusing with athletics. Okay. So you do a standing jump as a boar and you catch its ear and you do start pulling this bear out. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
13.
All right. You get the bear's head out of this thing, and then you fall in.
Oh, no. Help. I'm falling and I can't get out.
So I don't know how Alita feels about this or Erevan as he's looking around the corner. But now there's this goblin getting smushed into the ground by this giant bear with a boar on the very top squealing as it's sinking into this thing. And this is, that's what's happening, Alita and Erevan.
Okay, so can I try and grapple her out of there?
If you're going to just try to pull her out, it's going to be an athletics check. Yes. I think you could grab the boar a little easier than from the face of this thing than she had with the boar. Or, I'm sorry, she had with the bear.
Okay, easier time. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me see. Athletics. Oh, that's... Critical. You guys hear that? I just got a critical fail.
I lied.
It's all you.
I lied. This is hard as hell to pull him out.
Oh, no.
I, like, missed very badly.
Erevan, what do you do? At least you're not stuck in the jelly, Alita.
I don't know how I got stuck in the jelly. How did I do this to myself?
Well, I'm going to try to pull her out, I guess. How exactly do I do that?
Grapple. We did athletics.
Wait, do we have rope?
Yeah, so I have rope.
You could. Yeah, we have rope.
But can she move? To...
I'm just a hog. I'm just a pig.
Oh, can we, like, lasso her?
Okay. So as Alita starts working up a lasso, Erevan, you could try to just grab the part of the boar that is not in the jelly and pull on it like Alita was. So
maybe
athletics.
My strength is horrible, but I could try. Is acrobatics an option?
Not really. This is just acrobatics was a boar jumping up 5-7 feet and grabbing onto the bear's ears without putting her face into the jelly. And which she managed to do, but then she fell into the jelly.
16 for athletics.
Okay.
You made this so stupid. I'm sorry.
Do a strength check, Diamond.
A strength check, okay.
You do have advantage on it because Erevan has successfully assisted.
16.
All right. Erevan, you have a brand new boar.
Congratulations.
So, it's fun.
I think there's a good place to stop this. What do you guys think?
A good place to stop the chaos.
Whatever happened over like the past 20, 30 seconds, I missed because my fucking Discord crashed.
She turned into a boar.
I yoinked the boar out of the jelly?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool story, bro.
No, that was fun.
It's hilarious to me.
Yoink.
So I'll link this into chat. It's a modified version of this. There's a lot of different versions of this thing. But you're basically fighting a gelatinous cube.
I mean, I say we just go a different direction.
I think that's the end of the podcast right there. I'm putting that part in. I just say we go a different direction.
I mean, I bet. I feel like the other direction was much better, though. It was
small, tiny cave that none of us could fit in, except Morin.
Well,
which okay, is then so Morin in there by himself. He can fit.
He said all the kobolds were at the entrance. Is that where we, like, just came in?
Yeah.
So we should be backtracking there, right? Anyways, go save Morin, who's standing over there closest to them, unawares.
I guess. But is Morin even here, though? I think he's just an NPC.
At the moment, he's kind of, he's preoccupied a bit.
I think he's more NPC than Morin today.
Yeah, I tried, you guys. I tried to play him out.
You did a great job, but only Morin can be Morin.